we present the News Quiz with your host, Sandy Toksvig.
Hello and welcome to the News Quiz. We start with a report from the Kent and Sussex Courier, read by Charlotte Green.
A car driver and passenger were taken to hospital after a three-car collision on Sunday afternoon. Onlookers said the collision appeared to have been caused by the vehicles running into each other.
Thanks to Andy Brooks for sending that in. Now let's meet the teams. Will you welcome first on my right, Fred McCauley and Mark Steele. And opposite them on my left, Jeremy Hardy and Phil Jupitus. Fred, who deserted the desert for dessert with the Queen?
It's the state visit of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, who's been here this week at a banquet at one of the staterooms at Buckingham Palace, which was attended by dignitaries and many senior royals, but few junior royals.
Just be very careful. That's
otherwise engaged. Is that okay?
Yes, no, that's fine.
Very good. And they discussed the things that Saudi Arabia and Britain have in common. Delivery notes, invoices, remittance advices, and statements of account.
He'd brought a handful of wives, and I simply, for the life of me, couldn't think how many that might be.
Could be none.
Well, a lot of men would say it was one, wouldn't it? That would be a handful. How many is a handful?
Well, you know, the ladies, Sandy, they're always a handful.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do, but there we are.
I think it's appalling the way the Saudis have brought the arms industry into disrepute by involving corruption. A once noble occupation has been tainted by sleaze. And it's remarkable. I mean, domestic Muslims get constantly lambasted and attacked for being a bit Islamic, saying, oh, look at them with their veils, and politicians saying, oh, take your veils off. Saudi Arabia, our big mate. I mean, women aren't allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I don't see what the logic of that is, because if you're wearing a burqa, you're not going to be applying lipstick, are you? I mean, you can see why Western women would be told not to drive, or at least have their makeup confiscated before they start the engine.
The only place, really, in the world, women in Saudi Arabia, the only people who don't get punished extra for drinking and driving, because they get executed for either, so they might as well do both at the same time.
I like the fact that we were told that Gordon Brown avoided discussing human rights when he met the King. He must have had a list of subjects as long as your arm. Of things are, well, but not mention that, or BAE, no, but not mention that, or slush
funds. I thought at one point what they were going to do, because they were going so overboard in trying to make him feel at home, I thought to make him feel extra much at home, what they might do is hang a couple of adulteresses by Buckingham Palace, and Gordon Brown could say, and these have been specially selected by the Cabinet, that one by a Mr. Blunkett, and that one... and that one by Mr. Prescott.
This is the controversy surrounding the state visit to Britain of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. As King Abdullah flew into Heathrow, he was greeted by Prince Charles and very nearly shot down by Prince Harry. Acting Liberal Democrat leader Vince Cable said he was boycotting the state visit. On hearing the news, King Abdullah reportedly wept hot tears of despair. What's the point in coming to London, he howled, if you don't get to meet Acting Liberal Democrat leader Vince Cable? Okay. Jeremy, who wants the fuzz to forgive and forget?
The Information Commissioner or Tribunal have told the Babylon, the bill, to erase records of people in three or four authorities, because the police have kept all this stuff and people are not getting jobs because of minor demeanours committed a very long time ago. Some bloke who used to make metal discs to defraud fruit machines when he was young in 1978, and it cropped up on his records. This was in the West Midlands, and I was just surprised to think that anybody convicted in the West Midlands in the 70s was actually guilty. plus, you'd think if you were in the 70s, then a policeman from the future would warn you that this could stay on your record for a very long time. Yeah, really. And there was a woman who was told this will stay on her record, and she had been involved in a minor assault when she was 13. And they say, this will come off your record on your 100th birthday. Whether they ring the Queen and say, could you add a bit to your message? You're off the hook for that Chinese burn you did. But the bill are all a bit upset at the moment as well, because the de Menezes verdict went against them, which is good news. At least there's been some noting of the fact that a very, very bad thing happened in Stockwell that day.
Yes, but they have been found guilty of breaking health and safety at work.
Well, it is fairly unhealth and fairly unsafe to be shot in the head 7 times when you haven't done anything wrong.
No, the police being out there, the health and safety was about the police. It was like, look, if you're going to have a job where you shoot people through the head, you really must wear earmuffs because the lungs are down.
Your man Blair, not the departed leader of the country, Ian Blair, who's still somehow commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, said that he was glad that the judge had noted that this mistake had not been repeated. Can you imagine, 2 weeks after, when they arrest the real bombers, who miraculously they managed not to kill, them say, oh, what's that thing that we did the other week we're not supposed to do? Oh, we're not supposed to kill innocent members of the public. Oh, it's political correctness gone mad, isn't it? Health and safety, I suppose that's against the Human Rights Act as well.
I see the youth in Paisley, for example, there are rough areas of Paisley, as there are rough areas of anybody else, but they'll be thinking twice about breaking somebody's legs with a baseball bat now in case they get done under the Factories Act.
Well, the original story is that the Information Commissioner's Office has ordered 4 police forces to delete decades-old criminal records because they are no longer relevant. On hearing the news that the government is threatening to delete things that are decades old and no longer relevant, the Duke of Edinburgh immediately went into hiding. Phil, why do some English MPs want to go scot-free?
Oh, yeah. Is this the West Lothian question?
It is.
That is the West Lothian question.
Yeah, the West Lothian question, which is the sequel.
I know that one. What's the region in Scotland where Livingstone is?
Livingstone's in London, he's a mayor.
Sorry.
So what it is, right, let me see if I can get this right. Right, so your Scottish MPs are allowed to vote in the Scottish Parliament about education and health and something else in Scotland, but they're also allowed to vote on things impacting England. And the Tories have decided that what they want to do is form this kind of splinter group of English MPs who can only vote on English issues. And somehow this is a question. This
what it is, this pig's ear. Your defender can't be between the other side and the goalkeeper.
It's difficult to comprehend.
Great, Phil. It was like reading it in Hansard, honestly.
It was. So what's happened is this week the Tories, with the predictability of a drunk at a karaoke bar singing My Way, suddenly decided not only to say in just the most petulant way imaginable, you will. Right, so you can vote on your stuff, so only English MPs can vote on English stuff, so to you. And the Labour are saying that they're going to break up the union, which is kind of, I don't know. I don't want the points because I don't deserve them.
Sadly, it was rather succinct and rather correct, in fact.
I thought that Scotland only appeared once every 200 years.
You know, you get different editions of the newspapers down here, and when I arrived today, I saw in the Telegraph something that I don't think I ever saw at home, which was an entire column devoted to Alex Salmond is a very dangerous man. I don't think we had back home, but yeah, with the SNP conference and Alex saying, it's our oil, and it's our water, and it's our fresh air, so sod off. Next time there's a northerly breeze, you're getting an invoice.
Senior members of the Conservative Shadow Cabinet, including Just Call Me Dave Cameron, have backed Just Call Me Sir Malcolm Rifkin's plan to strip Scottish MPs of their right to vote on English matters, just as English MPs are unable to vote on Scottish Home Affairs. Under this resolution of what is known as the West Lothian question, Scottish MPs would be barred from voting on matters exclusively affecting England. See, I thought Scotland was an issue exclusively affecting England, but there we are. That's so that was 2 points to Phil for his extraordinary erudite explanation of parliamentary and constitutional matters.
Yeah, you're welcome.
At the end of round one, the scores are Fred and Mark have got 2, but Jeremy and Phil are in the lead with 6. And we start round 2 with a cutting from the Daily Telegraph.
Since being appointed headmaster of Eton 5 years ago, Tony Little has made it his aim to open it to a wider clientele, even going so far as to ditch an age-old system whereby former Etonians were allowed to put their sons down at birth.
And thanks to everyone who sent that in. Fred, what message from Rudy was not in the best of health?
Giuliani?
Giuliani.
Who, as the race for the Democratic nomination hots up, or rather kind of drifts onwards towards Hillary getting the nomination, she's about 30 points clear in the polls. Giuliani got involved this week from the Republican side, saying that he had suffered from prostate cancer, and had there been social care and health care like what they've got in the United Kingdom, the chances of him surviving weren't as high.
What he actually said was, I think you'll find, is that the cancer, like a jet, flew into the twin towers of my prostate gland.
Didn't say that.
Well, all he ever does is mention 9/11. He's got no other platform to stand on.
I know, he gets so much kudos because people said, oh, he handled 9/11 really well. Well, he was the mayor. What was he going to do? He wasn't going to turn up on television wearing a Shit Happens T-shirt, was he?
Yeah, forget about it. What are you going to do? Bada bing, bada boom. It's over.
You've had a bad day. You should see what's happened to me.
He said in America, a prostate patient has 82% chance of recovery or 90% with a gold card.
Well, can I just say, as the proud patron of the Perth and Kinross Prostate Cancer Awareness Group,
I Ellis, didn't know that. That's how effective you are.
That should be written all over your face. Can I ask that? Do you do that on a door-to-door basis?
Have you heard the bad news about prostates?
Get your old man down here and get him to bend over. It's Fred.
Never mind your old man. I'm of an age where I've had to have the physical examination, and all joking aside, get out there and get it done, fellas, if you're the same age or older than me, got to get it checked. And as a comedian and a radio presenter, I hate pauses, you know, I hate a silence. And after my last examination, there was an awkward silence, and I felt I had to fill it. And I said to the doctor, who was a stranger to me, I'm assuming it was a doctor. There was a certificate on the wall, and it may have been cycling proficiency, I don't know, but there was a certificate on the wall, and he had the glove, and it was just this awkward silence, and I said, well, I don't suppose that was much fun for either of us. And no humour, he turned and he went, in terms of your physical examination, Mr. Macaulay, everything is fine.
What do you want to do? Turn around, he was holding a bunch of flowers, went, ta-da!
The first time
this
I went,
this take place in a bush behind them.
The first time I went, the GP said, "You appear tense, Mr. Macaulay." He said, "Would you like me to do something to relax you?" He turned the lights down and gave me a glass of wine. It wasn't with some soft music on.
Wasn't a minor royal, was he, by any chance?
I've no sympathy for you boys. You've never had a smear test. Trust me. Rudy Giuliani, the Republican presidential front runner who beat cancer 5 years ago, backed up his claim that he would have been less likely to survive in an NHS hospital by using dodgy statistics that were 7 years out of date. I do think, even if the American statistics are better, I would have thought once you factor in the shootings, we're about even. Mark, who wants to put feel the burn into urban? Okay, it's about fitness.
I gather, yes, it's probably someone wants to do more fitness things in the inner cities.
Yes.
To make Britain's children less obese.
Yes.
And have healthy towns.
Fit towns.
Fit towns. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I've got one. That's the first time since 1987.
Yep. 2 points to Mark there. That was very, very good. Yes.
How's that going to work?
I don't know. Maybe they take an unhealthy town and give it a bypass. I have no idea.
They're going to encourage people to walk by explaining the discount system on the railways. Once you know that you've got to book 4 years ahead, get the special I know exactly what my movements will be advanced single. You know, if you don't get that, it's 285 grand on the day. Then explain that, everybody. Oh, bollocks, I walk.
Yes, the government is planning to tackle the obesity epidemic in Britain by creating 10 fit towns. practical measures in the new healthy towns being considered include more cycle lanes, safer walking routes, and gaffer-taping fat children's mouths shut.
Can you comment on all this, Phil?
I have nothing to say.
Phil, who's been having some right royal bird trouble this week?
Ah, this would be the Titian-haired, problem-drinking, cannabis-experimenting, paparazzi, magnet and shotgun owner, Prince Harry.
Sorry, two seconds, Phil. Allegedly.
A number of people, members of the public, a wildlife warden, saw two hen harriers being shot down in the Sandringham area of Norfolk, and Prince Harry was out shooting with some mate of his, Hertz van der Rentel or something, and he has been questioned by the Norfolk Constabulary, and I think the questioning went, are you signing this for me? Sign me arm, it's not for me. He's been questioned because it is, as you so rightly point out, alleged that him and his buddy, they were out shooting and they shot some hen harriers.
Well, that was a suggestion. Mm. You don't know that they did.
Well, what?
I'm just covering your ass in case they try and sue.
To be fair, the both of them said they had no knowledge of the incident. But, I mean, that is cannabis for you. There's
This is why the Diana inquest is a waste of money. These people who are going, oh, well, you never know. I think it was the royal family. They had something to do with it. The cameras were all twisted round and there was alcohol injected into the driver and the stuff was washed away and the Fiat Uno. And you think, what? Do you think that could be organised by that bunch of aristocratic, inbred, idiotic, stupid morons? They can't cross the road without an equerry. They couldn't do that. If they wanted to do it, Philip would have just gone, there, bloody turning around the cameras, just get the gun. Boof!
It is nice to know that this isn't the only royal story this week involving a junior member of the royal family alleged to have been doing something with a young friend and a hot weapon.
I love when they do that.
Whenever
they have one of those scandals, they say, performing a sex act. You think, oh, that one. When they say performing, that's the clue. Performing. Oh, right, from the top, love.
Yeah. Prince Harry has been quizzed by police about the shooting of rare birds on the royal family's Sandringham estate this week. Police have got very little to go on, but a pair of badgers do claim to have a video of the disgusting act. At the end of round two, Fred and Mark have got 7 points, and Jeremy and Phil are still in the lead with 11. And before we start round three, here is a story from the Week newspaper.
A massive air sea search was called off when the missing man was found drunk in his mother's sitting room watching television. His wrecked boat had been found earlier in the day after witnesses reported hearing a crash. Police took an alcohol test and said that he could expect repercussions.
Now, thanks to Charlie Worsley for spotting that. Fred, can you answer this question without making an utter poi-poi of yourself?
Maybe.
It's a Tongan word, I can tell you. A poi-poi?
Is this from a dictionary of... Yeah. Or maybe it's not a dictionary, but it's a book, a collection of non-English words that have very specific meanings.
It's things that there's no equivalent of, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
For some reason, one of the phrases that caught my eye was that there is a word specifically for inserting your finger in the rear end of a chicken to determine if it's about to lay an egg. Mm.
No, it's just getting its prostate checked.
Yeah.
It's a French word, it's chaponnet.
Chaponnet.
Couldn't you wait? And then you think, well, either I'll be pleasantly surprised or I'll have cereal. But...
You've got to really, really want an omelette.
And a German word that I did note, Tantenverführer, which literally means aunt seducer.
Aunt or aunt?
Aunt seducer.
Someone who seduces
people.
Oh. That's the literal translation. What it means is someone who is displaying good intentions, but perhaps with a subplot.
There's a terrific word here because they have an unlimited compounding of nouns and Germans. And this is the word for the would-be assassin of the aunt of a Hottentot dignitary. Now, Charlotte didn't know I was going to ask her, but yes, I've got this word here. If you wouldn't mind, Charlotte,
oh,
this is
no.
That's the word.
That's very unfair,
Sandy. I'm sorry. It's one word.
I need a drink for it.
Charlotte is approaching this word with a difficulty factor of 4.2. She's just limbering up now. A few stretching exercises. It's a lovely leotard she's wearing. And now Charlotte will attempt the compulsory word.
Der Hottentotten, Potentate and Tanten, a Tenten Tatter.
Yeah. And she's got a 4.9, a 4.9, a 5, a 5, a 4.9, and a 7. She's got a 7 from the Danish judge.
A book has been published compiling single words from other languages that require complex phrases to translate into our own, such as poi poi, a Tongan word for a person who talks at length but does not make any sense. The word for collecting lots of words from other cultures to express meanings the English don't have words for into one slim volume is stocking filler. Phil, who got to the bottom of a military enigma this week? It's about the bottom.
Oh, is it German military toilet paper?
We are back with the Germans today. Yes, it's military toilet paper.
Someone who has to audit loo paper for the German military. What a fabulous, fabulous part of the military establishment that gig is.
Not that they're very anal people.
Somehow miscounted and estimated that... Is it German troops in Iraq?
Yeah. Well, it's German troops generally.
Generally? We're using 10 rolls of toilet paper a day.
Each.
Because they were making paper mache versions of themselves to go to Afghanistan. And they thought they were using 10 rolls a day. They were using 10 sheets. And either figure, to me, doesn't sound quite right. 10, not enough, too much. There's got to be a happy medium, surely.
Well, 10 sheets, too, not enough?
Nah.
Should we take a vote and see what... Well, I'm interested now. It's just one of them things you've only got your own experience to go by.
See, Mark, as a good socialist, one sheet folded four times.
I'll put it on the end of the index finger, that's perfectly adequate.
Apparently, the Western European average is 8.6 sheets per visit. Now, the
per visit.
How do they know that?
Does the ninth one snag a bit? So you go, you fold it into each. You do three at a time, don't you, Mark?
You
three
use
bits,
the point four of the remaining sheet to make an origami swan.
Maybe
I'm more of a two man myself.
Yeah, but you probably don't look to check, though, do you?
You could tell as a comic you're getting older. When you come on the news quiz, and to the right I've got someone talking about the necessity of having your prostate checked, and to the left I've got someone describing how many bits of toilet paper you've got.
Story relates to a mistake by German accountants. Can such a thing be possible? It led to the amazing revelation that German soldiers were getting through 10 rolls of loo paper a day. An inventory following a parliamentary question by a Green Party MP led to a team of military accountants. They found that Defence Ministry civil servants and soldiers were using 800 million rolls of loo paper a year. In fact, the number crunchers should have been counting sheets and not rolls. Blimey, if you're using 800 million sheets to wipe your arse, you want to see a...
but they've got to train them. That's where the money goes.
Anyway, apparently it took them ages to crack the problem, as at first they had nothing to go on.
Two Ronnies, 1978.
Very quick supplementary question. Staying in Germany, who might not be rolling so fast down the highway this week?
The trains. Aren't the Germans going to have a train that goes underneath the channel miss, isn't that it?
No, autobahns, speed limits. They're thinking of getting speed limits on autobahns.
Okay, I'm going to give Mark a point for answering a question I didn't even have as a question. Yes, there are going to be German trains in the Channel Tunnel, and yes, they are going to change the speed limit on the autobahn. They're going to reduce it.
Can I have a point for each of the other things that I noted down that were in the news? Postman, there's a big executive thing.
Yeah.
Doctors, Kirsty Walk, Banksy, something to do with Banksy, and supermarkets. All of them I had down, they didn't come up. And also, there wasn't some daft woman on the telly and shrieked.
And the surprise winner this week Before we reveal the final scores, let's hear the cuttings the teams have brought along. Mark.
Well, this is something that I saw myself the other day, so...
Scad.
Yeah. This was sent in by Mr. Steele of South London.
I'm indebted to a Mark Steele.
And this was from the Daily Telegraph's obituary page last week. With a headline to start with, Sammy Duddy, member of the Loyalist Paramilitary Ulster Defence Association, who was also a drag artist who went by the name of Samantha. I'll just tell me when to stop. It goes, during the 1970s, the self-styled Dolly Parton of Belfast... became well known on Belfast's cabaret circuit, presenting a risque act in loyalist pubs and clubs, dressed in fishnet tights, wig and heavy makeup. Duddy was one of the UDA's founding members when it was set as a loyalist group in 1972.
Jeremy.
This was sent in by Morag Sutherland, presumably from Wales. And it's a leaflet about Marks and Spencer's car insurance. And I should just read this one line. We are also able to provide this document in Braille.
Phil.
A vote of thanks to Victoria McNamara for sending in this letter she spotted in the Times. Sir, my 87-year-old neighbour, still smarting from the published accusations that the over 70-year-old drivers represent the greatest road risks, was rapidly overtaken and cut up yesterday by a car full of young people. He blasted his horn. He was then surprised to see them turn round, laugh and wave. It was then that he saw the sign on the back of their car, which read, "Honk if you had it last night."
Let's take a look at the final score. Fred and Mark have got 12 points, but under the West Lothian question, the points have been devolved, so they've only got 6 each. Jeremy and Phil are this week's winners with 16 points. And before we leave you, here is an eBay listing for an adjustable shiatsu massager sent in by Brian Manning.
An electric shiatsu massager with remote hand control can be adjusted for narrow and wide settings. Remote control options are on-off, automatic and reverse. Supplied with new replacement fabric cover to massage balls.
And with that, goodbye.
Taking part in the news quiz were Fred McCauley and Mark Steele, Jeremy Hardy and Phil Jupiter. In the chair was Sandy Todsley, and the news is read by Lee Charlotte Bean. The chair script was written by Lucy Clark, John Finnemore and Simon Littlefield, with additional material by John Luke Roberts and Danielle Ward. The producer was Ed Morrish.